When Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," in John 14, verse 6, did he mean that he was one of many ways and many truths and many lives? Or did he mean, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? We are to follow him in his way. He said, "His word was not his own," in John 12, 49. And in verse 48, he said, "The word that I speak unto you, the same shall judge you in the last day." If Jesus' words are the words of the Father and they would judge us in the last day, basic definition of words and the context in which they are found to know what the Lord would have people to do. The brethren at Corinth were people who were honoring the Lord's way foolishly. And in 1 Corinthians 11 and 14, they were corrected in regard to their misuse of the Lord's Supper, their preaching techniques, their praying techniques, and their singing techniques. They were corrected so that they might be people who worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, John 4 at 24. And we would find a reward at the end of life's highway. The Apostle Paul addressed Timothy with that idea in 2 Timothy 4 when he noted, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing." Is that going to be the case with you and me, that we love his coming back because we have loved to do his will as we live here from day to day? This message brought to you by the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7458 Highway 4 West in Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668. And you can hear this message again and many other like it on CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. This is Robert Ross.